Hi, it's Brock Romanek, editor of thecorporatecouncil.net. I'm here today with Joe Ruck, who's CEO of BoardVantage, one of the leading providers of board extranet services. And I thought we'd spend a few minutes with Joe to talk about what the latest developments have been with board extranets. I know they've been out there for quite some time, but I think the market's changed and the demographics of boards are changing, so I thought it'd be a good time to start with Joe. So the first question for you, Joe, is how many boards do you estimate now use board portals?
Well, that's a good question, Brock. You know, as you said, it's a space that is now emerging. So, you know, analysts are only now beginning to track things seriously. So you're not really going to find any hard numbers. Let me just kind of speak for BoardVantage. You know, as of the end of last quarter here, you know, we had a little bit north of 170 customers. And, you know, if you break it down, I'd say that we've got about 40 or so NASDAQ customers, probably double that number in terms of NYSE listed companies, 80 to 90, something like that. And then, you know, the rest is a combination of, you know, insurance companies, you know, financial services companies, associations, that kind of thing. You know, the growth is definitely accelerating because if you were to compare that number with the number last year, I'd say we probably doubled in terms of the number of customers that we have right now. So it's a growing space. It took a couple of years to kind of lock in. Some of that, I think, has to do with the fact that, you know, boards now see the value of an always-on solution. And I think that is, you know, causing a certain galvanizing of action to go forward with solutions like this.
And I know that you like to use the word board portals than board extranets, and that makes sense to me, but have you been surprised in some ways that they're being used, and you want to explain for a minute why you think the term board portals is more appropriate these days?
Yeah, so, you know, at first, you know, when we got into this thing, you know, we had a business case that, you know, boards would begin to move online, so it was a calculated risk for us. I'm actually, you know, not surprised that, you know, we have the number of customers that we do, but actually looking back, I'm surprised by the distribution. I wouldn't have guessed that, you know, we'd have on the order of 80 or 90 NYSE listed companies. You know, I figured that we're going to have many more smaller customers, you know, NASDAQ companies, biotech companies. But in fact, you know, the adoption by the traditional brick and mortar base, you know, it certainly surprised me. A couple of years ago, one thing that we did learn, and we had to actually adjust our strategy accordingly, is that there was such an appetite for sophisticated functionality. And that's why, you know, we use the term board portal. Extranet typically refers to, you know, sort of rudimentary online document access. But the term portal, at least, you know, to us and to the customers, you know, connotes more process, you know, things like support for D&O questionnaires, things like self-assessments, written consents, and that kind of thing. And, you know, when we learned that, like I said, about 3 years ago now, we actually wound up doing a pretty fundamental re-architecture of the product, you know, to support all that functionality. And that's actually one of the reasons, you know, why we're succeeding right now in this space, because, you know, we made that big leap beyond the plain extranet concept.
And so that's one, you know, I think your company is probably the longest. A number of your competitors have fallen by the wayside, I guess is a way to put it, and BoardVantage, in my memory, I think is probably the longest running provider of these services. What are other ways that you're doing things differently than the other remaining competitors?
Well, if you look at these, you know, why do we, you know, presumably, you know, one of the smaller companies in the space, because our competitors nowadays are public companies, typically will have bought a small company that, like you said, struggled. You know, the reason that we have such a good track record in you know, the Fortune 500 is, you know, we addressed some of the challenges that you need head on. And the first one I'd say is security. If you're going to sell to a large financial services company, you know, you need to be able to meet or exceed the standards of their IT department. That's real key. And we have something called SAS 70 Type 2 certification that goes a long ways towards that. And that's a big deal, and particularly, you know, in New York. The second thing is this notion of moving, you know, beyond plain online document access to the process, you know, the written consents, the surveys, you know, the type of thing that I mentioned earlier on, really support for a more interactive environment for directors. And maybe the third thing would be that if you're going to build, you know, something like that, a portal with a lot of functionality, you better provide a set of workflows for the general counsel's office, who is going to be responsible for populating this portal. And, you know, these are folks with a legal background. They're not computer science specialists. So you need to provide them a set of tools that is both powerful but also very easy to use. And so there's this combination of security, you know, functionality for the directors, and then, you know, a productivity toolkit for the GC's office that I think has been a big driver for our success.
I know one common objection to the idea of a board implementing one of these is that they're worried about the discoverability of the communications to the board, or I guess among directors. You know, what is your response to that?
Well, yeah, that's a real natural tension, and it comes up in almost every sales call we're on. You know, the two things that general counsels typically are concerned about, and rightfully so, is director email and annotations of board books. You know, on one hand, directors are going to want to communicate. You know, they're going to want to communicate either with the CEO or with other directors. But, you know, there's a trail of an electronic trail, and it can be taken out of context, and so that, you know, creates a real concern. So, you know, what we have done is, you know, we worked really hard to be able to implement a retention policy that the general counsel can set. And the basic idea is that we can, you know, irretrievably remove all deleted documents from the server. And it can be done in an automated fashion. So it's something that, you know, you don't have to worry about. You simply just, you know, set a time on it, and it takes care of itself. But it extends beyond documents. You know, it also applies to email. And we provide a secure closed-loop email system, not the traditional Office Outlook environment, which is notorious to be subject to forensic retrieval. And so because it's closed-loop, it means directors can now exchange confidential information, and with the guarantee that the deleted emails, the ones that they delete, are truly purged from the server. And then the third thing that goes with it is annotation. If you see a director in a board meeting, if you present there, you typically see him scribble in the margin, you know, some notes. And if you're going to go electronic, you know, you're going to have to provide an electronic substitute for that. And, you know, we do that for use in the boardroom, or, you know, for, en route to the meeting, perhaps traveling in flight or something like that. And what that means then is that, you know, you need a facility for a director to download material on, you know, his or her desktop, but you got to do it in a secure fashion, you know, and we have a special encrypted folder which syncs up, you know, with the BoardVantage server. And in fact, you know, directors can make their annotated comments on documents in that folder. It's all synced up automatically. Use it for the meeting, and then following the meeting at a predetermined interval by the GC, it can be purged out automatically, and they don't, as directors, have to take responsibility for that. So, you know, we've taken all these steps to make sure that, you know, all the angles are covered, and that there isn't the risk of an accidental mistake, emails or documents, you know, stuck on a director's desktop in a folder structure, and that could be taken out of context at a later date. We've avoided that with all this kind of technology implementation. And that's a big win. Customers, you know, really see a high value in that.
So you talked a little bit earlier about some of the features that you're now providing. What are other developments with board portals that you can talk about?
Well, so you know, if you go back a couple of years ago, I think that this notion of always on was seen as useful. I'm a director. I'm traveling. You know, a board meeting is called, or I need to be able to access information, but I'm elsewhere, you know, so you can get instant global access. But more recently, I think directors are seeing a value for technology relative to governance. And it really comes down to this idea of risk mitigation that I just talked about, security. But it's also sort of visibility into the normal operations of board work. Has really taken a change over the past few years. If you look at it recently, you know, a couple of years ago, it was all about, well, you know, when the board meeting ends, the board work stops. But directors now are expected to continue the conversation beyond the meeting. And that's simply not that easy to do without a portal. And even if you can do it, it certainly isn't going to be very easy to communicate that, particularly with, you know, all this hypersensitive information. So, you know, a portal can help with that. And then the other thing is the unpredictability of external events, you know, whether it's M&A activity, you know, big market swings like we've seen recently. You got natural, man-made disasters. You know, boards need to be able to respond to those kinds of things. And, you know, there is now, in board portals now, there is a real sort of an event management capability that allows you to respond to that. You know, the corporate secretary, the GC, can quickly put together an information package, make it available, alert directors. They can hold an impromptu online meeting, you know, like a web conference, you know, very simple way to get in. That kind of thing is enabling to be more responsive and, you know, execute their duties as directors. And the link between, you know, the technology that does that and, you know, the better governance as results, that results is becoming, you know, more and more clear to directors.
So what is the role of portal technology in the area of corporate governance?
So what I just was referring to is this notion here of, look, you know, I need more visibility in operations of the business. If you look at surveys, I just recently saw a McKinsey survey. There's an ongoing need and desire expressed by directors just to learn more about the strategy and the direction of the company. And what they need for that is more and better information. You can only get so much if you stick with sort of a paper-based, quarterly batched process, modus operandi. So a portal allows you to get more information distributed and do it on a more routine fashion and do it really without a lot of work because it's easy to publish that information. And the second thing is this idea of being able to respond in case of, you know, special events and, you know, not cut corners. And when special events occur, typically that there is pressure to respond and, you know, perhaps make ill-advised trade-offs, begin to use things like email, but you shouldn't do that if you have, you know, very sensitive information. And a secure portal allows you to address all these kinds of things.
Great, Roy. I really appreciate your time, Joe. We learned a whole lot about board portals that I didn't know before. Thanks.
Thank you, Brock.